Travis Geegan. Welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your Credit Guy, Dave.
Good morning, Ms. Geegan. Hi, Lady J. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
How about yourself?
Good. So this show is brought to you by First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Muskegon, and I have a special guest here again today, Connie Taylor, President and CEO of the credit union.
Good morning, Muskegon.
Thanks for being here, Connie. It's always a pleasure to have you. Looks like we're going to have a great day today. It's sunny.
It's nice. Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous day in Michigan.
A little cool, but hopefully things will warm up here shortly. So very excited about the Career Reality Fair we have coming up. And by the way, if you do have questions here in the Muskegon area, you can give us a call at 231-722-8338. We'd love to answer questions online, on the phone line, or on Periscope. If you want to shoot them over to us that way, we can read them on air. Very excited about tomorrow, Connie, aren't you?
I'm very excited. As you know, Dave, financial literacy is top of my mind, and it's something that I've strived for all my career, and it's coming to an end in the next decade, so I'm hoping that there's a lot of people that understand finances as they go up, you know, and get that career. So they want to make sure they're spending their money wisely and not in fees.
Yeah, we've got a call. Yeah, we'll talk more about the financial reality fair here in a second, but we have a live call, so we're going to go ahead and take that. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is the caller who emailed you about a question I had concerning my credit score.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Okay. Thanks for emailing. I appreciate the feedback. I'm looking forward to your question.
Thank you so much. Okay, just a little quick background. So I was following your steps to credit recovery, mm-hmm. and I actually was successful. My credit score increased about 130 points.
That's amazing.
Due to paying off some of the stuff and taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently paid off my car. And once I paid the car off, I was thinking, hey, it's going to increase my credit score. But unfortunately,
right.
it didn't. It actually dropped about 20 points. And I'm assuming it's because I have about three accounts I'm still working on that's negative, but also I have no revolving credit. So I'm kind of stuck in limbo on what are the next steps. Should I get a credit card to kind of have some revolving credit going on? Or just some advice on what I should do to make sure that my credit score is steadily increasing instead of decreasing
sure.
in this process.
Yeah, that's a great question and a great example of something where, you know, you pay off a loan and you think your score would go up. Right, Connie?
Right. And it does the opposite.
Yeah. The funny thing about that is that you paid off an account that you had that was in good standing. So now it's not an open active account. It's a closed account. And mm-hmm. it still helps you from that perspective. It's still a good account, but it's not an open active account. And as time goes by, the help that you got from that loan will go down further and further. And if you have a limited credit profile history, you're not that one account really helped you get the good score. So what you need to do now is definitely continue to pay whatever you were doing with the rest of your credit report. But if I was going to add something, I would add an installment loan and a revolving credit card. Yeah, a personal loan or another auto and a revolving. Revolving is very important to a credit score. It's called mix of credit history. And especially when you have a thin file or all you have is derogatory, you need to add other good things from that for your a good credit profile. Now, I'm very happy that you went up. You said 100 and what? How many points?
About 130.
Okay.
That's awesome. How long have you been working on your credit?
Consistently for the last 6 months, so it hasn't taken long at all to
awesome.
Be honest with you.
See, and that's my point. I mean, if you just are motivated, why would you go to a credit repair company? Why wouldn't you just do this on your own? You know, a credit repair company is going to charge you, $50, $100 a month plus an initiation fee.
And then you're on your own.
And then really you're on your own even after you spent the money. So congratulations to you. Thanks for following online and calling in. I do appreciate that. And I know you'll have great success in the future. What part of the country are you in?
I am in Miami, Florida, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Cool. What's the weather down there today?
You should not have done that, Connie.
Actually, Michigan's
it's pretty good today.
It's a beach day.
It's a beach day for us here in Muskegon, Michigan as well.
Right. You just need a wetsuit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got a great program here in at the First General Credit Union called the Credit Launcher. It's something that I created. It's a combination of installment and revolving together that has really helped people. So what I would encourage you to do down in Miami is find a good credit union, make sure that they report to all three bureaus. And then next time you're in Muskegon, stop by and see us. We're a shared branch, so we have branches all over the country.
Make it a destination.
Yeah, don't come in the winter.
I will.
Yeah, don't come in the winter.
It's gorgeous in the winter.
Oh, of course not. I'm not ready for that.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Good stories. I love to hear them, and it means a lot to me. Thanks for following. And
keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, and keep working on it.
And you do the same. You're helping a lot of us out, and we don't have to pay the credit.
Sweet.
Here, but we really appreciate you, so you do the same. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. And you too. We so appreciate people calling in because it's that live interaction that I really enjoy. And that's what I enjoy with people calling in at 231-722-8338. Connie, we were going to talk about the financial reality fair that's going on at Western Michigan Christian High School and Middle School.
Correct.
It's going on tomorrow in the morning, bright and early, 8 a.m. to 11, and we're hoping to have some press out there. We're hoping to have the mayor of Muskegon out there. Looking forward to seeing him out there. And what that is people select a career. So we're working with middle school children, but we're having the coaches be the high school kids, which is something that most other reality fairs don't
do. Their peers. That's
yeah.
good.
So normally, every other career reality fair that I've been to, they've had parents work the booth, the stations in life. And it's much like a real game of life in some ways, only a little bit more in depth. But by having the kids do it, the students who are coaching the younger kids are learning as well.
Right.
And that's something that I really wanted to do, and I'm excited about it. It's going on tomorrow. And we've done a lot of preparation. It's something that I've worked on since before I started at First General Credit Union. I went to a reality fair over on the other side of the state. I learned the process. I saw the benefit. And when I interviewed with you, Connie, your dedication to education is what drew me to the job.
Financial literacy, because I grew up with little to no financial literacy and actually fell myself in too much credit with plastics as a young adult. And I guess the feeling that you feel doomed and never to return to good credit was the feeling I had. So I didn't want other folks to feel it. So when I received this job at a credit union, I just always, financial literacy, if we can save a handful of people, that's a handful of people that aren't going to be in court system, going to be paying fees. You know, just get it right off the get-go. If you can't afford it, don't get it. Do the research. Understand that it's in your means to make that payment. You don't want to be house poor. You don't want to be car poor, and you don't want to be insurance poor. So all that has to balance as to your income. So I'm really excited, Dave, to see what energies come out of tomorrow. And I'd like to see curriculum in the state of Michigan or any other state be part of, financial literacy as part of that curriculum. It's hard to train or teach a 30 to 40-year-old. It's easier to go to the teenagers.
I know you said something earlier about financial literacy being done within the next decade. What did you necessarily mean by that?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it's going to be done. I'm going to be hopefully on my way to retirement.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But hopefully I'll be volunteering so we can keep that flag of financial literacy going. It is near and dear to my heart.
Okay. So what, I mean, and what you guys do, what do you hope to see as the years pass along? Like, what would you hope to see implemented into financial literacy?
Financial literacy, I'd like to see them balancing checkbooks. I know some economic classes have that still, but they've had to eliminate it. Balancing a checkbook, and again, understanding what career you're going into. You know, is the career you're going to go into going to support your finances of your dreams and the energies that you want to have in your adult life? You have to understand that of how much you're going to make before you go to college and spend money on that big degree. So it's really a very good fundamental that everyone should have, but yet they don't. So if you're not learning it from your parents or a family member, you're just going out there cold and you're vulnerable. Fees can add up.
Yeah, and, you know, like what you said before, I didn't learn anything about credit or credit scores at all through high school, all through college, and I got a degree in finance.
Right.
In financial institutions. Sad. And no, they never talked about credit or the consequences of financial decisions. Kids are making the biggest financial decision they've ever made at 18.
Yeah.
When they go to college.
Seems upside down.
And kids are going through college, not really knowing what they want to do, and they have $100,000 in debt and a degree that, you know, maybe they could make $30,000 a year.
Exactly. And, what we're trying to save them from.
And they're bankrupting their whole young adulthood at that point. And I mean, I know what I was like at 18. I was not prepared to make a decision
right.
like that.
Right.
And I probably wouldn't have gone to college had my parents not pushed me. And I think it was the right move for me. But I wanted to go into an area where I was interested. So it wasn't like I was against it. It's just that I didn't just go because my parents wanted me to. I went because I had an interest, and that's what I wanted to do. So the reality fair that we're doing tomorrow is going to be big, and I'm going to take a great video. And if you follow over to our website at 1stgeneral.com, you will see not only the press release we have out there now, you can also see the video that we'll take after the fact. So very excited about that, Connie. Looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll get the mayor down there. He said he might come. And we're going to have a quick break now. But when we come back, we're going to have more Ask the Credit Guy questions from YouTube and more feedback. If you want to call in, you can call in at 231-722-8338. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Remember, if you want to call in for a live question, love to have you at 231-722-8338. We've got some questions that Lady J is going to read as we go through them, but reminder that we are with First General. The show is brought to you by First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Muskegon. Connie, how do you feel about First General?
I love my credit union.
That's right. We love our credit unions.
You bet.
And really, it's a completely different kind of organization from a bank. People don't realize what the differences are of a credit union compared to a bank. Connie, why don't you just touch on a few of those, and then we'll get into the questions.
Love to. Our board of directors at the credit union is totally volunteer. No one gets paid. It's not the same at a bank. They do get some benefits as being a shareholder and stockholders. So our members have a $10 par that goes in their account that makes them a member. But when it comes to voting, we don't look at who has what balance in their account. Everybody that has a par, regardless if you have $100,000 in our credit union or $200, you have one vote. So that's the difference between a bank and a credit union in a short
Sure.
answer.
One account, one vote, and you vote on the board of directors.
That's correct. They
yeah.
drive your credit union. They set policies. The employees act out the policies and procedures. So.
Right. So the credit union's owned by the members.
That's right.
And so the profits, we're a not-for-profit. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. The profits go back to the member. And a lot of times the interest rate, if you get a loan, is less 1% less than they are at the banks. And if your credit score is such, you get a really good rate. And if your credit score isn't good, you pay for that. And that's what we're trying to save people from today is pay the low rate and get a good deal. You can make your money go further.
Absolutely, and that's why we came up with the Credit Launcher program to try and help people escape bad credit.
Absolutely.
Launch them to a good credit score. So, again, if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. But the last thing I wanted to talk about as far as the credit union is the profits from the credit union go back to the members. Right? I mean, it's kept with the credit union. It doesn't go to the investors like a bank.
No. It stays with the credit union and the capital's built, but we do return it in good dividend rates and, like I said, good rates back to the consumer
sure.
and products and services. You know, there's sometimes we can deliver a product and a service to the members at a lower cost than our competitors.
Sure, and we can think outside the box. So George Cannon III, who is our mortgage guru over there, he can do mortgages that would not necessarily go through Fannie or Freddie. But if they make sense, they go through a loan review committee. If they make sense, then they go ahead and do it. So we're not bound by Fannie and Freddie's guidelines in some situations.
Right. We do hold some on our books, and those are the people that need a little bit more help or understanding. And everybody's situation is not the same. So you can't put everybody in the same peg. It just isn't real. Everybody has life-changing events that have scarred them, perhaps, and we need to work with them. And so that's our credit launcher. Understand your credit. Don't continue to have a mixed bag and know not where to start. We want you to start and be successful. If you're successful, you're going to talk to somebody else, and it's just going to spread. And that's what we're hoping that we can do, is turn consumers into smarter. They work hard for their money. Let's have them keep their money.
Yeah, and have their money work for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can do that at a credit union, different than a bank. And that's one thing that, you know, I knew about credit unions. I had been a member in the past, but I didn't really understand them until I went to work for one. That's not surprising, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can't get that feel unless you work with a credit union. I started at the age of 27, and I knew 3 months into it that this was the place that I was going to hang my hat. Just the interaction with consumers, and we tend to be therapists. We tend to hear the whole story, but you have to hear the whole story to know your consumer.
Sure, and that's what one thing that credit unions can do in a better way.
Right.
So 231-722-8338 if you do want to call in with a question. Otherwise, we are going to have the great and future Emmy Award-winning Lady J.
You are far too kind.
Read a question. Go ahead, Lady J.
Okay. What if you send the debt validation letter and the creditor does not respond within 30 days or doesn't provide the original signed agreement with my signature as requested?
Okay, so what they're talking about is disputing something, disputing of the validity of a debt. So many times collection companies will buy debt and they won't have the proper documentation. So if you are trying to dispute a debt, one of the things that you can do is send out the validation of debt letter. And what that requires is that they provide back to you the original documentation that you signed when you applied for the debt. So when you send off that request, many times they don't return the proper documentation. They might not have it, they've lost it, whatever it is. If they respond back with something that's not exactly of the original document that you went into to credit with them, then you dispute it with a repository, okay? Then you take it to the repository, say, look, this is what they sent me. They don't have proper documentation for the debt. I would like it removed from my credit report.
Dave, what's a repository to most consumers? I don't think they know that.
I do sometimes come in at the wrong level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a repository is TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, the three major repositories. They gather the information. And then when somebody wants to apply for debt, they provide that information. Sometimes one bureau, sometimes two, sometimes three. But they gather the information and then make it available. Yeah, that's a repository. So what we were talking about there is a collection. So the debt that you had, or maybe you didn't have, or maybe it's an error. I mean, there's a lot of errors on credit reports. Was sold to a collection company that went on your credit report with the repositories. So that's at the repository level. You then have to dispute that with the creditor directly, meaning the collection company in this situation. And then if they don't resolve it for you, then you take it to the repository, which is TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for bringing me back down to the correct level there.
I just want our consumers to get a lot out of this conversation.
Yeah. So that's that. Any other good ones there, Lady J, that aren't too long?
Okay, maybe we can fit this one in. I have a 748, and it was very easy to get to that. I have very few bills that I feel like I need to put on credit. It seems like it's very hard and, in a way, unnecessary to get those last 100 points to be perfect. Is there any practical perk to getting a perfect score? Or is it like you said, anything over 760 is the same?
Yeah, I mean, what was she at now? 748?
748, yeah. Yep.
So If you're, now here's the thing. What is your credit score? Well, there's 100 different credit scores out there. You may have pulled your credit score from, let's say, Credit Karma, and they provided you a Vantage score, and you don't really know unless you read the fine print. You see the big number, and that's it. That you think that's your score. Even FICO, which is the major credit scoring company out there that's used by 90% of the lenders, even they have 55 different versions of their FICO score. So you have, and they have different ranges. 300 to 850 is the normal range that we use in mortgage lending. But auto lending has 250 to 900. So was it an auto score that you saw? Was it a Vantage score? You know, Vantage 2.0 had a range of 501 to 990. Vantage 3.0 has a range of 300 to 850 like FICO. A lot of confusion out there in credit scores. So when you get your credit score, it's good to know what it is, but it's good to know what kind of score, right? You know, I have a 350 horsepower motor. Well, what car is that in, right? That's what you're trying to figure out. So good. You know, 748, I would be very happy. And she says it was very easy to get there, probably because she had a revolving account and an installment account, and she didn't have any collections. It's easy to get a good score. It's easy to get a bad score, too, though. You know, if you had a medical bill that should have been paid by insurance, that shows up on your credit score. And I think it shouldn't. And there are new laws going into effect over the next few years that will make that a six-month process. So it won't go on your credit score in 30 days like it does now. It'll take 6 months to go on your credit report. So there's more time to work out the insurance billing errors, which is what I think that they are. So anything above 740, you're going to get the best possible rate pretty much anywhere. Do we have any products at First General Credit Union, Connie, that you get a better rate above 740?
Absolutely. Your auto loans, A-plus is, you know, pretty much the lowest score that, the lowest rate that you can get at the credit union.
A-plus. And what's the, do you know, the breakoff? Is that 720, 740, 760? Okay, I think it's right around there. 740, I believe, is the highest rate that you can get. So that would be A paper is what we call it internally. And anything above there, so if you're at 740, you don't get anything by going to 850. So it's good to know what your score is, but it's good to know what kind of score you have. And if you're up that high, then that's really all you should be worried about. Don't worry about getting to perfect. Everybody's so obsessed, right, with perfection. Are you obsessed with perfection?
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Especially when we have the good stuff, we want the best. So yeah. We want the best rating. So if you can get an 850, why can't I get an 850?
Right.
Why can't I make it all happen? And I think as we've looked at credit, the older you get, the easier it is to get that 850. You know, you're not making all those purchases. So good things for folks that are working on it. The older you get, the better it gets.
Yeah, that's true. There was a study done by the U.S. government about credit scores, and people who are older, not surprisingly, score higher. Now, you could say, well, that's because of income, or hopefully they've been saving their money. But in reality, it's because all of the credit cards that they got when they were younger are now 20, 30
aging,
years old.
Right.
So you've got 20 years. If you paid on time 20 years, even if you missed a few payments, you've got a 20-year credit history. You're going to score higher by default just because you have a longer history.
But you're not making as many purchases at that age. But, you know, you can go out or retire on top, I suppose. That's what you're working for.
Yeah, right. There's
a personal few, goals.
There's some benefits to aging, I think, and that might be the only one.
No, there's a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lady J. You got another one? Short one?
Yeah, and this could probably be the last one that I think we can fit in.
Okay.
Does settling with collections only count when you make a payment, and can you have your settlement removed immediately from your credit report after it is paid?
No. So you can't have the settlement removed, and you shouldn't be focused on that. If you have a judgment and then you you agree to whatever that is, or you adhere to the judgment and make the payment, that's going to end on that date. So you don't want to let that float, because then that's going to keep it more relevant. You want to pay it off and close it off and then focus on the good credit. Again, people focus on the negative. Don't worry about the collection that you had 2 years ago. Worry about having good credit accounts now, keeping your balances low on your revolving credit, keeping your payments made on time. And, you know, I like to tell people, if you want to get the very best score, don't pay your bills on time. And people are confused by that usually.
You better explain.
All right. Should I go further?
You should.
Okay.
You should.
So what you need to do is pay on the reporting date. Okay. The day before the reporting date, that's when you pay. You don't pay on time the day before the reporting date. The reporting date is the date where your financial institution reports that information to the repository, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, where they gather the information. That's the most important date. Now, we have a reporting date at First General that's after the due date. But many times, the financial institution reports that information before the due date. So they're reporting the highest balance you had for the entire month on the reporting date, and then you make your payment on time. So find out when your reporting date is, not the due date, and pay the day before your reporting date. There's a couple different ways to figure that out. If you go on to your online banking and you watch it every day, that's everybody's homework assignment. Go on to your online banking and watch your credit card statement every day, and you will see the current statement, the current payments or the current charges show up. And every day you'll see a few more charges, like at the gas station or whatever. And then one day you'll log in and they'll all be gone. They'll be on the previous statement, and then it'll be zeroed out. The day before was your statement date. And usually it's right about the same time every month. But, you know, depending on how Sunday and Saturday falls, it might move around. Some financial institutions, like if it's the 6th, it's pretty much going to be the 5th, maybe the 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th every month. So you know about where it is, and you pay before that date. So Financial Reality Fair tomorrow, excited. Watch the website for the video. I'm very excited about the video. I'm going to try and teach people what this whole process is through the video so that it's going to be kind of a learning tool as well. 1ST General. So the number 1, then ST, and then general.com is the website. You can find out more about the Reality Fair on there right now. And we've got something else about boat loans. Anybody thinking about getting a boat? Connie, you going
to
get a boat?
I'd love to get a boat.
I want a boat.
I need a captain.
I can do it.
Okay. All right.
We've got extended terms on boat loans now, and I think that's a big deal. I mean, the board...
Affordable.
Yeah. Why don't you describe that? I mean, we had to come up with this idea. We went to the board. We said, you know, we're finding that people, our members, want longer terms on our boat loans. So they have reviewed it and approved it, and now we have longer terms on our boat loans.
It's nice because they are definitely beneficial for everyone, and it can make your dream come true if you want to get on the water or anything else. But you need to go out to our website, check out the terms and conditions,
yes,
and
of course.
It definitely will inspire you. Make today the first day that you put your credit in line and be your own advocate for the future.
Yeah, and... the other thing we wanted to talk about is that 90 days of no payments on those loans.
Oh,
as well.
Right. So you can hit the water for 90 days before you have that first payment. It's awesome.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's another thing that we're excited about. And of course, George, with the mortgages. So it really, if you have any needs at all, I think what you need to do is consider a credit union. And I'd like you to consider First General Credit Union if you...
It's a great credit union.
Yeah.
Check us out.
All right, so that's the show this week. We'll be here every Wednesday, and please mark your calendar because next week we're going to have more questions, Ask the Credit Guy show, and, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you.